Lord, we thank you that you're a God that is always alert, aware, and vigilant, that you are a God that hears everything that we cry out. You know our thoughts, and we pray that we would take comfort in that kind of a knowledge, that as we go throughout life, that we're not worried and concerned and burdened by things that are things that you take care of. And so for us this evening, as we look at the budget of your church and what we have kind of come up with as far as what we think is what you would have us to do here with what you've given to us, I pray that you give us wisdom, but also just a confidence that you take care of our needs. And you have been doing that throughout these years. And so we're thankful for your goodness to us. Continue to display yourself and your glory in your church and how you run the things that are there. And bring us together as a body, as we reflect one to another the things that we need to. And may we rejoice in the years ahead as you add and strengthen this congregation. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us first. And we praise you in the name of your Son. Amen. I ask you to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. I was reading through this last week and reminded me of what we were going to be doing this week and talking about the budget. And for some, it may be that, you know, they think, well, why do we have this one time out of the year, a budget, you know, just spend as it comes and everything else, and why do we do that? Is it really scriptural to do this? And there are times where we can budget and think that our budgeting is the answer and the solution to things. You know, this is the thing that will solve everything. And there are other times where we do budgeting and we forget a couple elements. What you have in Luke chapter 12 is a section where the Lord just talks about money, things of this world, those type of things, and what our attitude to those things should be. You have this story that starts in the middle on verse number 13 of Luke chapter 12, where the Lord had been talking about what was going to happen in the future and warning people of what was going to happen. And it seems like in the midst of this, this story is thrown in where one of the company, verse 13, said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. Basically, he's coming to the Lord and going, I am so frustrated. Parents have died, passed on. The inheritance was supposed to be divided up. It hasn't been. And Lord, I want you to adjudicate the situation. I want you to make a judgment and discernment and make a decision and declare something. I want you to do this. Verse 14, Jesus said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. He spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou provided? If you were to stop right there, you would say this. Here's a man who planned. And as a result of planning, God killed him. Thus, no plans. That's what you should do. And there are people that do pull this out of context and go, listen, we shouldn't plan these type of things. But what you have is the missing of the whole context. You read the next verse and you read the next verses, which are connected. And it says this, verse 21, So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward... What's the issue? God. And then here's the statement, verse 22, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor they reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit, 18 inches, that would be, 18, there we go, inches, that would be fantastic for some of us. If ye then be not able to do that thing which is the least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which today is in the field and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth what ye have need of these things. Verse 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You say, well, why do we plan? Because you read all of that, it says, take no thought, and really what that is saying is the Old English or the Middle English way of saying, don't be anxious about these things. You know, at times in the life of a church, you go through and there are times where you're budgeting and you're anxious, where you're just kind of going, I'm not sure how ends will meet here, and it begins to consume your thoughts. Just as on a personal level, these type of things where you're going, okay, the budget seems to be close, and this bill came in unexpectedly, and this accident occurred to the house or the car, and all of these things, and you begin to worry about these things. And what the Lord's saying is, don't allow that to be at the forefront of your mind. Don't let that be the thing that consumes you all the time, whether or not you're going to make it financially and with the things that you have. And so it is in the life of the church. You know, we shouldn't be so worried at times, is the Lord going to take care of us? But that doesn't mean that we do not plan. And we do plan because we see what the Lord has given to us, and there is this other idea that goes along with this, that we're called to be stewards of what God has given to us. And you say, well, what does a steward do with things? He plans and uses things wisely. But at the forefront of, as we go through this budget and we kind of go, okay, how are we going to allot the funding that we think that we're going to have and what we've seen the Lord do throughout the years, and we balance this out, we just need to remind ourselves that it's not the budget that's the most important thing that we follow, though we will attempt to. But it is this, that ye seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as the Sermon on the Mount says, and all these things shall be added unto you. Our goal as a church is not to necessarily follow the budget, but it is to bring glory to God. And so as we plan for this, we go, okay, what would God have us to do? But this isn't the sole thing that we worry about in the sense of, okay, what is here in this budget and everything else. It's a detail we follow. But yet what we're doing with this church is not about merely finances. It is seeking the best in the kingdom of God. And you go, what is that? The things of God. And then we're told this, and all these things will be added unto you. If our goal as a church is to bring glory to God, as we have as the theme, and that we're hopefully growing in grace, and as we're going with the gospel, if we're doing those things, all of our needs will be taken care of. God will take care of it. Now, it doesn't mean we don't plan. But we're not to worry about these things. What we're supposed to be worried about are the spiritual matters, things that are eternal, things that have eternal value, such as the growth of individuals or a person suddenly being birthed into the kingdom. And those things ought to be the things that are most important to us as a church. and God will take care of everything else. And so as we look at this, I was just thinking through this, you know, some people say don't plan, you know, don't worry about it, the Lord will take care of everything. Well, there is some requirement that we, our stewards, take care of what the Lord's given to us, personal level, church level. But yet on the other side of it, it is that we're desiring, as we look at the finances here and we use and spend different things, there are different reasons why we do it, but the hope is that we can minister to individuals here, minister to people outside as they come in, and be able to do that and bring glory to God. And so the Lord will take care of us financially. And I say that, and I make this statement, that in looking at the now 2 years that I've been here, and of course it's hard to imagine that because one of those years was just taken up with COVID. Coming here, we were looking at $100,000 in the bank, and it was going down. And I can remember budgeting a year or 2 years ago and coming up with a budget and going, okay, here's let's just kind of go and say, here's what we're going to do with the budget, and hopefully we'll make ends meet, and we trust the Lord will do a good work here. And within a year, we looked at it, and we were almost $100,000 more in the bank. And if you were to see directly what we have in the bank this year in comparison to what we had 2 years ago, we're almost $200,000 ahead of that. Lord's been good. He's been gracious. In times of COVID, we could have panicked and said, uh-oh, giving's going to go down. No, God's taken care of us. You say, bigger offerings? Yeah, sort of, but the Lord's taken care of us. Things haven't broken down as much, which we're thankful for. And those type of things. And so as we look at the budget, we can just kind of go, well, praise the Lord, we're where we're at. The Lord's taken care of us. We'll trust that he does that. And he'll take care of all those things as we go out and try and do the work that we've been called to, the eternal work, where we're glorifying God, going with the gospel, and growing in grace ourselves. And so the Lord will take care of us regardless of what we plan here. There could be a national tragedy that happens tomorrow, suddenly changes what we're looking at here as far as what might be coming in our budgets or whatever, and that's fine. But the Lord will take care of us as long as we're doing his work. And so we ought to take confidence in that and rejoice that he's always watching out for us. And as we go through this, it ought to be a time of just praising the Lord that we're where we're at and thanking him for that.